very, very good to get the win, you know.
Yeah. What were the conditions like down in Kerry for today's event?
Well, it was rough now, in fairness. We turned up a transition this morning and the rain was just coming out of the sky in buckets. And cleared up for a little bit before the swim starts. But by the time we had come out of the water, it must have been raining for the full time we were in the water, because everything was soaked. And from then on, the whole bike course, like we were on the bike course for over 2 hours and it didn't stop raining for the whole 2 hours. And we're doing up over the Healy Pass and the Carr Pass and places like this in Kerry, you know, so you're up and you're in the clouds and it's misty and it's a tough old day now, you know. It was tough conditions for everybody out there. And on the run course then it kind of settled down a wee bit, you know, it stopped raining and things, it cleared up a wee bit. It's actually not a bad day here now, to be quite honest.
Yeah, did the actual race go according to your pre-race plan, which you had in your head before it started?
It did, yeah, kind of, you know. One of my main competitors, a fellow from Dundalk, Ray McChrystal, he crashed on the bike. So what normally occurs is I'm first or second or third out of the water, and then he passes everybody in the bike and he holds on to the lead on the run. So my plan was obviously to try and stay as close as possible to him on the bike and try and make kind of inroads into him on the run, you know. He's a very good athlete, but he crashed on the bike, so I passed him at about 30k and he was on the side of the road, and the bike was upside down. So I knew then if I could hold on to my lead and put my head down and just get going, I would hold off second and third place. So once I got off the bike, I was coming out of transition and second, third and fourth were coming in, so it was about two and a half, three minute lead. And then there was an out and back section on the run after about 5k, and at 5k I had a k on second place, which I figured would be about 3 minutes. So second place actually got that down to just under a minute, so he had a storm in the room, but I just did enough to hold him off, like, you know. So I'm very, very pleased.
Would it have been one of the toughest triathlon events that you've taken part in? You've been involved in a lot of events across the country. Would it have been up there with the toughest, given that it's in Kerry, and I suppose the geography of the land is much like what we have here in Donegal?
Yeah, no, very, very tough race. It's my first time down here. It's my first time doing this race. There was a lot of climbing on it. I think we calculated there from when we left transition, we were climbing more or less for 27k straight out, like, you know. And then there were two more big climbs after that as well. So, and then coming down off the back of them climbs, you know, there's a lot of hairpin bends, and with the rain and the wind and the mist, you know, it was hard to see where you're going and stuff. So it made for a difficult day on the bike, especially. You just had to hold back a wee bit and kind of be a wee bit more calculated instead of putting down and going for it hammer and tongs, I suppose, like, you know.
Yes.
And then the run course was probably just fine. Hills. The first 10k was up and down, like rolling hills up and down, and then there was a bit of relief then, about 4 or 5k, and then the last 3 or 4k was pretty hilly as well. The 17k, there was a pretty steep hill. Now it would remind you of coming up Devil Air there or somewhere like that there in Letterkenny, like, you know. So it was pretty, pretty steep.
Yeah, but a very pleasing day in the end to be crowned national champion, Aidan.
Ah, no, I'm delighted, like, you know. It is, it's brilliant to get it. At the start of the year, this was one of my target races, like, you know. I sat down and kind of, I was second in this race last year in Athlone, so to get first now this year is brilliant, like, you know.
Well,
delighted with it.
Now, let's look forward. There's a world championship coming up in the Ironman later this year in October time, so there's no easing up, is there, Aidan?
Oh, there's no easing up at all now. The next 4 weeks, I'm leaving in 4 weeks' time, and then the race is in 5 weeks. So the next 3 weeks will be pretty heavy now. I'll recover tomorrow and Monday and get back to some decent training Tuesday, and then for three and a half weeks after that, it'll be heavy enough. And we fly out then the 29th of September just to try and acclimatise the heat and the humidity out in Hawaii then.
Yeah, is it going to be a daunting task competing there in Hawaii, is it?
It will and it won't, like, you know. I suppose it depends what way you look at it. It's not a once in a lifetime, but it is, you know, not everybody gets there on their first go and not everybody gets there at all, really. So I'm going to go and enjoy the experience, but I'm going to go and make something off it, like, you know. I'm not just going for the crack. I'm not just going to make up the numbers. I have targets and times in my head that I want to achieve, and a position that I want to kind of put myself in, and where I want to put myself in terms of the final placements and things like this. So, you know, I'm definitely not just going for their experience. I'm going to try and make something of myself and do something about it, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for you because you've put in a lot of hard work, particularly over the last number of years to get where you're at now, Aidan.
Yeah, the past 3-4 years, really, I had a big focus, you know, in terms of triathlon and putting in the big effort, training twice a day, 6 days a week and things like this, and employing a coach and working with a coach and doing all the strength and conditioning stuff that needs to go with it. So this year and last year, I'm definitely seeing the benefits of all the hard work. You know, last year with the Super Series and this year with my results so far. So I'm, you know, I'm totally 100% delighted with the way things have panned out.
Yeah. And I know you're putting a huge effort in, but obviously there's a huge cost in all this as well, Aidan. And as always, you're open and welcome to sponsors and backers coming on board.
Oh, for sure, definitely. Like, you know, I couldn't have done it without sponsors and backers and people like that. People like, you know, the start of this year, people like Buddha Performance, Jason Blackair, and Paul Green down in the Church Lane, and Adam Spear at the road there in the gym, and LK Bikes. Different people have come on board now as well for the Kona thing as well, you know. So, and I had a fundraiser there where it was last Friday night, you know, and it was pretty well attended, and friends and family and people I played football with, and people I've known in the town for years, you know, come out to support me. So it makes it all the better, you know, when you do get that support, and it eases the burden somewhat on the financial costs and implications of the sport, because it is a pretty expensive sport, you know, when you take into consideration flights and bike hire, bikes, gear, and all the rest of it.